and of my righteousness. All those that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded, and they shall be as nothing. They that war against you shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand. I hope that comes as an encouragement to you, Josh, and should be to all of us. I just want to thank you so much for taking your time. I hope you'll stay on the phone so that we can chat briefly following the program. Friends, make sure you get the copy of the book, As America's Done to Israel, your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries. It's on our website, saveus.org. Also, The Secret of the Lord, $20. And again, we're dealing with the gravest issues of our time from God's eternal perspective. I hope you'll support us in this continuing effort, preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and again, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind the views that I expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully we're going to have our special guest with us this evening, and his name is John DeCamp. And that name may not mean much to many of you, but it should. John certainly was a very colorful figure. He was a captain in the military in Vietnam, part of Operation Phoenix, one of the most secret of all secret movements that we had at that time. And then he came back and he served as in the state senate, I believe it was Nebraska, for a number of years. And then he uncovered a pedophile ring that began in Boys Town and went all the way into the White House, and he wrote a book about it called The Franklin Cover-Up. Sold, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of copies of the book. But of course, he told stories that really the other side didn't want out, and he's been under tremendous pressure. He's a lawyer. He takes difficult cases, cases that no one else wants to, but he feels, of course, that there should be an opportunity to get an honest hearing in court today. And without further ado, let's go to John DeCamp. Hi, John. How are we doing tonight?
Oh, just making my way through life.
All right. Well, you've had quite a fascinating life, your time in the military and your time in the state. How long were you in the state legislature, the senator?
Oh, how long?
Right.
What was it? 7 years, wasn't it?
Right. It was a good while there. Well, I thought, do you feel up to talking about Operation Phoenix? It's something that most people have never even heard of, and yet I think that people have to understand what really happened in Vietnam, the tragic situation our men were put into. Our men were over there fighting. They were fighting for their survival. They really thought they were over there fighting communism and fighting for our country and fighting for freedom. And they were dedicated patriots. 58,000 of them died over there fighting in what was, in my estimation, a no-win war, because we were never allowed to win it. But would you like to talk about Operation Phoenix? Do you feel up to that?
Sure.
All right. Well, apparently, of course, you were actually given a medal for what you'd done in Operation Phoenix, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I think so, as I recall.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and tell our listeners what Operation Phoenix was, what it involved, and why this has been concealed from the American people.
Simple enough. The idea was kind of rescue the kids and get them out of there.
Rescue the kids and get them out of there?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that the Operation Phoenix actually dealt with certainly the people who were suspected of being collaborators there in Vietnam villages.
Oh, you're talking about, I thought you were talking about something else that did there, Operation Baby Lift.
Okay.
You're talking about Phoenix. Phoenix was, a secret program, supposedly. It was kept secret, I guess. So about 10 years ago, if I recall.
It was about how long ago? We'll be back here in just a moment with John DeCamp here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan, I guess, is John DeCamp, and John Sidney was instrumental in this so-called Franklin cover-up and uncovering this pedophile ring that began in Boys Town and extended all the way into the White House. John, would you like to tell us about Operation Sydney, what happened with Sydney, the Franklin cover-up, and how you got involved in that?
Oh, I think we've talked enough about that.
Well, we haven't even begun to talk about it.
I know, that may be best.
Hey, pardon?
I say that may be best.
Maybe best not to talk about it?
Yeah.
Well, I think our listeners, really, most of them really have never even heard of certainly of the Franklin cover-up and what it involved.
Wow.
Would you like to talk about that or not?
It was Gates here in the United States, and went on and on and on, and involved pretty horrible things. You know, use of children in sex rings and for improper purposes and so on and so forth.
Well, of course, we hear a lot about the case about Sandusky, this coach from Pennsylvania now. They make a big issue out of that.
I'm interesting about that because I've gotten all kinds of letters and everything and calls since that happened because apparently I forgot about it, but apparently I had mentioned Pennsylvania in my book was involving the same thing, and little did I know, years later, somehow people would remember that better than me.
All right, fine. Well, basically the same thing was going on then in Pennsylvania. What was this, 20 years ago when you were writing about it?
Yeah, that's about right.
Well, what years was this whole of the this pedophile ring? What years were they involved? Do you recall?
Oh, it's about the 1990s.
So that would be about 22 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, and what can you tell our listeners about it? How did you get involved? How did you find out about it? And who was really involved in this pedophile ring that began at Boys Town?
Oh, the number of people who went from the highest ranking members of society to some of the lowest forms of life.
Well, are you at liberty to discuss what you found and how it was covered up and how it affected the people in the White House?
Oh, I'd rather not.
All right, fine. Well, I'll tell you, John, I'd probably better let you go. I think they just got you, just woke you up there. Were you sleeping when we called?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, I'm going to let you go. But thank you so very much and maybe we can get you sometime in an earlier time of day when you haven't been sleeping, okay?
Okay.
Thanks so very much. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and John does have some problems with his back, and he takes pain medication, and apparently we just woke him up. So rather than simply go through a rather difficult interview, I think maybe we'll just do open lines this evening. And if you're out there in the listening audience, why, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I'll tell you what I know about certainly Operation Phoenix, because I've talked to a number of people who were actually involved in that. Colonel Bogue Wrights was involved in that. There was a fellow named John Stockwell. Our good friend, the Lieutenant Colonel, who actually has written and been a frequent guest on our program, was actually part of this cover-up and certainly it was a program that was designed to kill civilians in Vietnam. Now, we're told, oh, it's terrible to kill civilians, but unfortunately, when you are at war, you do terrible, terrible things, and you get good people to do these things, unfortunately. When you're a soldier, you do what you are told to do. John DeCamp did that. He was highly decorated for his involvement in Operation Phoenix, but basically what it was, suddenly American forces were occupying South Vietnam. There was a question that there might very well be a underground movement of South Vietnamese civilians who didn't like having the Americans there. They weren't necessarily communists. They just resented the fact that the Americans were occupying their country, and they felt that we weren't trying to win the war. We were just there for other purposes, and Chris, quite obviously, we were trying to win the war. We were never allowed to win the war. I was personally told by Lieutenant General, pardon me, four-star Marine General Lew Walt, and certainly by the American ambassador to Laos, William H. Sullivan. Both of them told me independently that we could have won the Vietnam War in 6 weeks by just invading North Vietnam. In fact, Ambassador Sullivan told me when I personally interviewed him at Columbia University. He said, I never understood why we didn't win Vietnam. But, of course, you might ask yourself, why didn't we ever really try to win in Iraq? Why didn't we try to win in Pakistan? You realize there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda there. They're being funded by the ISI, which is being funded by the CIA, and the whole thing is phony. We sent our boys over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die to fight an enemy being funded by the CIA. And if you have any question that what I'm saying is true, fortunately, you can check it out on the Internet, and you do that simply by typing in Al-Qaeda funding ISI or ISI funds Al-Qaeda. ISI funds Al-Qaeda, of course, ISI is Pakistani intelligence, and you'll find out that that's where Al-Qaeda is getting its money. And then type in CIA funds ISI or Pakistani intelligence. And there's all sorts of references on the Internet, but they're not going to tell you that on ABC, CBS, or NBC. That we are funding the people who are killing our boys, because then you might stop and ask about this so-called war on terrorism in America that's being used to justify the imposition of a dictatorship in this country, and the fact that there's so few terrorists, well, Chris, over in Israel, there's so few terrorists. They recently had to release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier. Why did they do that? Well, if they didn't release them, they wouldn't have any terrorists to fight. And it's all a facade, ladies and gentlemen. It's all a facade. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And would like to talk about whatever you would like to talk about, since I have nothing prepared, but I did not feel that we'd do very well. John DeCamp, who we're going to interview this evening, obviously wasn't feeling well. He'd just been awakened, and so we felt that it would be better to do an open-line program and talk about what you'd like to talk about. Certainly, Colonel Tom McKinney, Lieutenant Colonel Tom McKinney, was part of Operation Phoenix. We've talked to him about it. We've talked to Colonel Bone Greitz about it. And basically, it was a program to kill civilians. Now, basically, of course, the government was paying a stipend to anybody who would turn in a communist sympathizer within the civilian population. And, of course, sometimes people would want the money, or maybe they didn't like somebody, and they'd report them. And then the Americans would target them, and unfortunately, many times these people were horribly tortured before they were actually killed. And you say, Americans wouldn't do that sort of thing. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're at war, when your buddies are being killed, when you're trying to defeat the enemy, you do terrible things. War is hell. And unfortunately, when our men are in it, why, they're as involved as anybody else. And this sort of thing really happens at wartime. And there was between 40 and 60 1,000 civilians, Vietnamese civilians, never had a trial. They were either killed or tortured and killed, and of course, many of them, of course, under torture. Why they would, of course, identify other people. They'd do anything to stop the pain. This was official policy, and you said, I never heard of that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have the Internet, and you can look it up. Operation Phoenix. Operation Phoenix, Vietnam. And find out what really happened. And you say, well, if that happened, why wasn't anybody ever held responsible? Well, our men were just trying to win the war. And just exactly like other people, that they are trying to win the war for their side, and they do engage in this sort of thing. It is tragic, but this is the reality of what really happened. There have been books written on Operation Phoenix. Other, of course, most of them have been bought up and shredded and destroyed, but you can still get them on Amazon. Just go up on Amazon and type in Operation Phoenix, and I know of at least one book we have copies of, written by a man who was part of the assassination teams that assassinated Vietnamese civilians without a trial, and some of them probably were involved in the anti-American movement. Many of them are not. In fact, Colonel Bogreitz told me that a lot of the people who were killed, and he was part and parcel of this, were simply falsely identified by other Vietnamese to get the reward. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And as terrible as some of these things are, you have to understand this is why we shouldn't be in war, because it destroys the soul of our men. In fact, in Afghanistan today, more men commit suicide and die of suicide than, of course, die in battle today in Afghanistan.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to be doing open lines tonight because our regularly scheduled guest was just a little tired. He'd been sleeping. He's had a lot of health problems and probably had been taking a little pain medication, and I just felt it would be better if we got him some afternoon when he was feeling better. Anyway, John called from Spokane. He tells me that he's just seen a video that where I was in it, and it was called The Zion King. Going into the background of the Georgia Guidestones, going into the background about this whole conspiracy that we're talking about, but basically, what do they tell you about the Zionists? Who are the Zionists? Do they identify them? Do they let you know that most Zionists don't even know what this is all about, but there's only one small group of Zionists, probably Barry Shamish calls them the labor Zionists, but these are people who, of course, who hate the Jews. They call themselves Zionists, but they're Jews who really are not loyal at all to the faith. But go ahead. Do they make that differentiation, or do they try to attribute this all to the Jewish people?
As a matter of fact, they're completely not attributing it to the Jewish people, the true Jewish people.
Good.
If anything, they talk about, if I'm pronouncing this right, the whole Sabbatean, what they call Sabbatean Franks.
Right.
And they take you back to who this guy was back in the 1600s.
Okay, fine. So that is probably fairly, and you're speaking of a fellow named Sabbati, and he was actually a Jew who actually converted to the Muslim faith and is the basis of this whole Sabbatean Zionist movement, which is truly an anti-Jewish movement. It's an incredible story. I'm so glad that they brought that out. And they must have certainly been listening to our programs to get that information, because most people have no idea. They never even heard of Sabbati and the movement that he produced. Hey, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We've got John calling from Spokane, who just saw a DVD. It's called The Zion King, and it's got me in it. Probably they just took some footage that they'd gotten somewhere along the line, but at least they're giving a fair appraisal, because it's so easy to convince people that the Jewish people are behind this. There are some Jewish people in it, but there's some people who profess to be Protestants, some people who profess to be Catholics, some people who profess to be atheists, some people who profess to be Muslim, but they all have a common denominator, and that is they hate the God of the Bible. But go right ahead, John.
Well, if anything that I would say, and of course this is a guy who, this is a video that even somebody who I consider myself fairly up on a lot of this stuff, I was able to get, but I need to watch probably at least one or two more times to get it well. My wife watched it, and I try to keep her up to speed on a lot of this stuff, and some of this stuff is happening, you know, it hits you. It's just, you need to watch it again and again. But this, they're this whole thing in terms of where these people are leading us, it has nothing to do with Christians, Muslims, Jews. This is, you might say, false, which is all leading toward the false king, and how they're manipulating all this, and they show you all this evidence coming from so many different directions. And a lot of these loose ends that I've picked up, whether it's your program or other programs, these people have been able to tie it together on a thread that leads in a line with virtually all the prophecies, specifically Revelation. And I just think that if you're interested, I could probably get with my friend and get a copy arranged sent to you.
I would very much appreciate it. I'd love to see it. As long as I'm in it, I'd love to see it.
And then if perhaps maybe you can get the woman who produced it on the program.
You recall her name? Who was she?
Well, her first name is Sharon, but I don't remember. I think it was Sharon.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, we don't have any monopoly on the truth. And the important thing is, it's not me. It's the whole idea. We're part of a movement. And it is the ultimate idea that we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything. Certainly the Georgia Guidestones are dedicated to Thomas Paine. What's this all about Thomas Paine? He died a couple hundred years ago. Yes, but he plays a very important part in this whole movement because he had an intense hatred of God. And when you understand that these people do have a hatred of the God of the Bible, so much of what's going on begins to make sense, and that's why they want to destroy Western civilization. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan, and we are going to do open lines this evening. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you have something you'd like to talk about, why, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly we'd love to hear from you. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Certainly John had called in from Spokane talking about a new video, Zion's King, that's apparently come out. And I'm in this talking about the Georgia Guidestones, which is certainly one of the occult centers here in the United States, but there are all sorts of occult centers. As in the United Nations is an occult center. Most people don't understand that. But, of course, the United Nations building is built on a property donated by John D. Rockefeller for the building of this monument to a one-world government. And, of course, the site is, of course, picked because it is a spiritual site for the American Indians, and it was a site where the spirits were known to collect, and this is where the Indians, before the white man came, held that certainly their regularly spiritual meetings and contacted these supernatural forces. And then after the white man came, it was used as a slaughterhouse, and there was a slaughterhouse in the blood of literally millions of cows soaked into the sand there. And that, of course, is why the United Nations is built in that spot. The story is told in a book called The First Lady of the World by Robert Mueller, a former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, one of the leaders of this whole world occult movement, a member of the Lucius Trust. Used to be known as the Lucifer Publishing House, is now known as the Lucius Trust, and they still have a website. You can go there, and basically they're a Luciferian organization, but certainly Robert Mueller writes about the site where the United Nations is built, pointing out that the powerful spiritual forces behind that location. There's a great obelisk in one of the parks there in New York City. I was flown back to be on a television program to discuss that obelisk. And, of course, the Statue of Liberty was actually not built by Americans. It was built by Masons. It was provided by Masons. It was shipped to America. It was reconstructed here in the United States by Masons. They provided the money. They provided the design. And, of course, it basically is a reproduction of Diana, or one of the old pagan goddesses, tying into ancient mythology. It's not the Liberty, the Statue of the Liberty we believe in, which is this concept of individual freedom under God. It was the licensed type of liberty of the Masons, where there were no standards at all, and you do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law, and you have to understand. The Masons' definition of liberty was entirely different than, of course, the Christian definition of liberty, because we build a country based upon Christian precepts. Limit the power of government, men will be ruled by God and not certainly by man. And of course, as I think it was James Madison who said, that ours is a unique form of government. Certainly would not work for any other. Our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. You can't have a government that's limited, that doesn't regulate you, unless you have moral people. And that is, of course, why they had to destroy Christianity in America. The Masons, of course, gained control of the United States Supreme Court and held control of the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. And it was during those years that they took God and prayer out of our schools in Sydney. Why? Because the Masons have a different definition of liberty. Now, not all Masons are involved in this. In fact, most of them have no idea what this is all about. They're simply involved in suddenly having a good time and suddenly doing a public service. But Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity. You'll actually find this in a book called Lectures on Ancient Philosophy. And it's written by Manly P. Hall. And he will tell you that Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity and out of fraternity where the people are involved in having just a good time and lots of parties and certainly public service. But there's an inner fraternity that is involved in the study of the Arcanum and Canorum. Of the Arcanum and Ancanorum. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't feel bad. I had to go to the dictionary and look this up. And of course, the Ancorum is the secret, and the Ancanorum is the secret of secrets. And what is the ultimate secret? Well, that, of course, is what Masonry is all about. And that is the realization that you are God. And of course, that's the message that Lucifer gave to Eve in the Garden of Eden. You are God. And so you don't have to be answerable to the God of the Bible. You are God. You have supernatural power. You can tap into that. If you doubt that, you certainly want to read Ron, I think is it not Ron Brown, but the latest book, the Lost Scroll, I think it is, The Lost Symbol. But of course, Dan Brown. And his books, he wrote three of them. They were all dealt with the occult, but it was the last scroll, as I recall. And you need to get it and read it. Fascinating, exciting book. But of course, he takes you into this whole occult beliefs of Masonry, and it involves Masonry. It's a made-up story, but he does take you into so much of the occult and the occult beliefs of modern-day Masonry. And the ultimate secret, he is ultimate reveals, you are God. Because if you believe that, you're incredibly naive. But right now, of course, we have so many people believe that there are no rules, no regulations. Do what thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. And, of course, that's Lucifer's lie. Because when society begins to do that, you end up with moral chaos, which is exactly what we have in America today. Well, here I'm doing all the talking. We want to get what you on the phone here. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That book is either The Lost Scroll or The Lost Symbol. I can't quite remember which one, but anyway, it's Dan Brown's last book, and I think I sold something like 30 or 40 million copies of it. I mean, it's just phenomenal. I mean, going out all over the world, telling you about these secrets of Masonry, but without ever putting them into their proper context, because, of course, you are tapping into true supernatural forces, and there are supernatural forces you can tap into that will give you great wealth, that will give you great power, that will give you superhuman strength and wealth, but do not even consider tapping into it because it will cost you your eternal soul. And until you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle between good and evil, and we need to have people involved in that battle and helping us get the information out. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Bill calling, and Bill is calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Bill. How are we doing? Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was wondering about what you think regarding Julian Assange and the fact that this man who I think is a hero for releasing the war criminal documents in the Iraq and Afghan wars, at least that aspect of him, but I'm wondering about, do you think it's a little strange that supposedly he was held in house arrest in a cottage in England, and he's doing his show every week, and supposedly Sweden wants to extradite him on the alleged sexual charges, which are probably trumped up, but they want to extradite him from England, and then all of a sudden you have this, he's applied for asylum in Ecuador, it just seems to me like it might be too good of a picture. Like, how is it that he is under house arrest, has an ankle bracelet, he's wanted by the U.S. The U.S. basically kills anybody that they say that they want to be a target, and all of a sudden he is just goes to the embassy in London, and for to go to Ecuador, he goes to the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and supposedly he's under all this surveillance. So is this kind of, in your view, perhaps some of this might be being staged?
Well, I don't think it's staged. I think that this gentleman certainly is fearful for his life. He knows that they would like to have him killed because he has released important information. You see, Bill, everything is classified. Just about everything is classified today. They cannot let the American people know the truth. If the American people really knew the truth, they might be able to put it together and realize that there is a gigantic conspiracy of evil out there that takes us into war after war, that kills people, that has professional assassinations, that rigs elections, that is actually, as the American troops stationed all throughout the world, to control governments, to install dictators. That's why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations today. And people say, oh, well, a lot of those are just stationed at, you know, in the embassy. But there are many nations will have hundreds of troops, thousands of troops, tens of thousands of troops. Why do we still have, our troops stationed in Germany, about 40,000 troops, 60 years after the war ended? So that we can dictate policy to Germany. Germany is not independent. They are totally subservient to our military troops are there. The same thing is true for Japan and South Korea. But we have troops. We just stationed, I think it was 500 of Marines over there in Australia. Why would we be stationing Marines in Australia? So we can dominate that country. If we had armed military forces from Great Britain in the United States, we would be taking our orders from London. But this is really what it's all about. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to rule the world and install our ruthless dictators and murderers every place. But we can't let the American people know that, and that's why Julian Assange is certainly is being hunted, why there's certainly a warrant out for his arrest in the United States. We don't know whether there's any truth to the sexual misconduct charges and the charges of rape in Sweden, but believe me, they would certainly, we've known in the past where they've used perjured testimony and they've got people to make charges without any basis to them. I do not know anything about this man, but if I were him, if I were innocent, I would be very concerned for my life. And the fact that he, I think it would be very, very foolish for him to have gone to Honduras or gone to the embassy there personally to request, asylum in El Salvador. He should have realized that they were tracking everything that he did. So I don't know how this is going to play out, but it's a tragic story, but it's really tragic because everything is secret. Why can't they tell the American people the truth? Oh, it's in the name of national security. We want to protect America. And that's why we can't let the American people know. One of the most beautiful examples is the fact that we transferred the wherewithal and the plans to build the nuclear bombs to Pakistan. That's a Sybil Edmonds story, and you can get that on my website. We've got a great article there with all the references to it. Everybody else in the world knows we transferred nuclear technology and the wherewithal to build the nuclear weapons to Pakistan in preparation for the coming nuclear war, except the American people. And Sybil Edmonds wanted to tell the American people and was always blocked under the name of, well, it's a matter of national security. No, it's a matter of covering the truth up from the American people. And poor Mr. Assange is simply on the front lines of this. I don't know whether he's guilty or innocent, but maybe someday we'll find out the truth if he survives. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they didn't kill him.
Well, I hope that that doesn't happen. I just you know, they broke into Daniel Ellsberg's office and tried to dig up things about him when he exposed the Pentagon Papers, and it was things that were personal about him. So this is kind of a similar situation, and I think that most of the time when people are releasing information, those are typical COINTELPRO type techniques they use. They'll fabricate a supposed incident that the person...
Well, basically, they will try to discredit somebody, or they will actually kill them. And I, as you know, I've interviewed CIA assassins, professional assassins employed by our government to kill people. There's no question at all that they killed Martin Luther King. We have a four-tape set on that, a four-CD set. There's no question they killed Bobby Kennedy because he was going to, he would probably be the Democrat nominee for the presidency there in 68. They killed him. They killed his brother in 63, Jack Kennedy. We have this all covered with multiple interviews and multiple evidence. But we can't let the American people know that. They've got to believe, oh, we have our elections every 4 years. This is all done fairly. Oh, why nobody would ever rig elections in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, they've rigged them all the time, and they've infiltrated and taken over Ron Paul's campaign. And well, that's another story I don't want to get into right now, but I have no question that they infiltrated and took over Ron Paul's campaign, which, of course, is why Ron Paul is not bringing out the illegal immigration, this, voting that's taking place across America. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, they have 110,000 drones now in, they have 110 drone bases domestically for the United States.
They're talking about 30,000 drones here in the United States. I mean, those drones will be tracking drones. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. But they want to monitor everything every one of us does, and they have the ability electronically now to do that.
Yeah, and they're basically saying that the Predator drone that was used in Afghanistan will be able to be purchased by the police department through the Homeland Security, so they can have those kinds of drones flying over the United States.
Well, remember, every American has a number. Every American has some sort of card. They have their cameras out every place. Every American has a dossier, probably three or four of them, which are, of course, correlated at the Fusion Centers, F-U-S-I-O-N. Look it up on the Internet. Just go to YouTube, Fusion Centers, on your search engine. You'll find it really is true. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Bella was simply talking about what's going on here in America and all the things, you know, we're going to have 30,000 drones spying on the American people. Why do they need that? They've only got a handful of terrorists in this country. Well, basically, there's not a large terrorist movement here, and the terrorist movement that we have is all largely funded by one or several of our intelligence agencies. And certainly, if you heard any of my interview with Paul Williams, he tells you about the terrorist training camps of 40 or 50 Frank terrorist training camps here in the United States, working very closely with our own Federal Bureau of Investigation. They even, you will have lunch together, the FBI agents and these Muslim terrorists here. And if you haven't heard my interviews with Paul Williams, you really need to get them and get his books and material he's put out. And he used to be very, very close to the FBI until he began telling the truth. And that was sort of the end of his relationship to the FBI. That's Paul Williams. Hey, well, Bill, thanks very much for being with us. And this is the time when, of course, I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is still primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon you out there across America who listen to us to help us as we certainly get our programs out on over 70 outlets or almost 70 outlets every week. But it's an expensive proposition, and if you're in a position to help, we ask you to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can make a donation, or you can simply, if you're in a position to advertise, we would appreciate good advertisers if you have a legitimate product. But if you're not, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and so far God's kept us going. You know, we've been at this for almost 20 years, about 18 years, and he's provided pretty well. We've put a lot of our own funds into this, but in recent years, we've done fairly well. This year, we're having quite a shortfall, but we're hoping that God will provide because we think we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that is educating the people about the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Basically, of course, going along with what we're talking about today, you'd want to see my sustainable development syllabus and hear my talk on sustainable development. It's available on a DVD. And then, of course, you'd want to get the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, written by John Perkins. And then we have a 4-tape set, Economic Hitman, my interviews with John Perkins, and basically he's a liberal. I mean, philosophically, in many ways, we wouldn't agree with him, but as far as his experience working in the inner core of government with these people who establish dictators throughout the world, and then when the dictator doesn't do what he's told to, they send in what he called the jackals, and they will simply kill him. That's the way the world really works. You want to read Confessions of an Economic Hitman and get our four-tape set of interviews with Mr. Perkins, Economic Hitman. Certainly, we need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our interviews Ambassador Earl Smith, The World Revolution, where we tell you about how our government brought Fidel Castro to power, and it wasn't he tricked us that actually, he was a secret communist and I was able to fool us. No, our government knew he was a communist. We installed him because he was communist, as we install people all throughout the world as communists because we need an enemy. If you haven't actually seen my little pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, that's the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. You need to get it. You need to read it and certainly understand we've been financing communism since its inception. It's the greatest fraud of all time, but of course you've got to give people the idea there's an enemy to rally them behind the wicked people who control Washington, D.C. today. If you haven't read David Rockefeller's book where he talks about the secret cabal he's part of, it's called Memoirs. It's available on number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion. It's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh in Israel. And we're going to be talking about what's going on over in Israel today. Most Americans really are totally isolated from what's going on over there. Apparently, there's been quite a bombardment of the southern part of Israel in the last few days with missiles coming in from Gaza. There's a great deal of apprehension, certainly, in Israel today about the confrontation with Iran. People from all over the world, Jews, are still going into Israel because they feel that this is their country and they want to be there. They know that this is a period of coming turmoil, but they want to identify with the promised land. David, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Good to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you just go ahead and pick up the story and tell us your view of what's going on over there?
Well, there's a lot going on over here, as always.
Well, that's why I want you to tell us. Go right ahead.
Well, we have, at this moment, as we speak, there are rocket attacks being launched at Israel from Gaza, which is basically, for those of your listeners who don't know, is the southern part of Israel. There are launching pads being prepared in the Sinai Desert, There have been terrorist attacks launched from the Sinai Desert, which is controlled by Egypt. So basically it's like this. The situation in Israel is that Israel has about there are about 100,000 missiles being pointed at Israel as we speak from the Sinai Desert, which is controlled by Egypt, which is now in the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical terrorist Islamist Muslim Brotherhood. Then over in neighboring Gaza, which is controlled by the Hamas terrorist organization, which is basically an extension of the Muslim Brotherhood, there are rocket attacks being launched from there on Israel. There have been about 100 attacks in the past 48 hours. Then if you look up at the north of Israel, just north of the border with Lebanon, the Hezbollah terrorist organization is in control. And they have a tremendous amount of rockets, missiles prepared to be launched at Israel. They haven't been launching them recently, but they're preparing for it. And over just a little bit east of there, northeast of there in Syria, there's total chaos. Total chaos is going on in a country that has chemical warfare possibilities and tremendous amount of weapons. And they have been supported by Russia. They've been supported by Iran. So this is the situation as it stands today in Israel. And it's a very dangerous one. Very dangerous one, which is basically a powder keg waiting to explode.
And I certainly agree with you. And I think a lot of the Americans must understand that Saddam Hussein had a lot of chemical tip weapons, a lot of bacteriological weapons, and he shipped them into Syria. And I think that that's probably the basis of a lot of those weapons that are aimed at Israel today. Israel is in a very, very precarious position. We're not hearing about this, but of course they've been launching within the last couple of days almost 150 missiles from Gaza into the southern part of Israel. Why aren't we hearing about it? Well, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan, I guess this evening is David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, and we're going to be talking about what's going on, and because it's David's contention that Israel may very well have to stand alone. It stands over there. Can it really depend upon the United States? Well, they're very, very skeptical of depending upon the United States with, of course, the current administration. And so, basically, what's going to happen? Certainly, there's a very real threat from Iran, and there's a perceived threat that they're going to develop their nuclear weapons. Certainly, you see a very unstable situation in Syria today, which has a large number of missiles, both chemical and biological-tipped weapons that could certainly devastate Israel if they were ever launched. And then, of course, you have the very real threat of a nuclear Iran. And Israel is going to have to stand alone and perhaps take independent action against Iran to prevent it from developing nuclear weapons. Would that be a fair statement, David? And then if you agree with that, just pick up the story. And if you disagree with it, disagree, and then go ahead on your own. Go right ahead. If you're out there listening audience and you have a question from somebody who's living in Israel, who's very close to what's going on, you can always call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. David, go ahead and let's get your analysis of the difficult geopolitical situation that exists in Israel today.
So the challenge is like this. The Iranians, without question, are developing nuclear weapons. That is not a matter of any debate in Israel. It's been understood for years. And the nuclear weapons program is buried deep underground in Iran in several locations under fortified bunkers and concrete bunkers under the ground. And this is a situation that is very, very complicated. It's not like when Israel attacked the Iraqi nuclear reactor some 30 years ago. It's not like when Israel attacked the Syrian nuclear reactor some 10 years ago. You know, we're in a situation today where Israel is in a very, very complicated situation. What will the United States do? Will the United States act against the Iranian nuclear program? Will Israel need to go it alone? There are negotiations going on where the United States and the West have been trying to negotiate some sort of deal with the Iranians. There's hardly anyone in Israel that believes that such a deal will solve the problem. It's all a matter of putting off the inevitable, trying to postpone the inevitable. Now, Israel has been launching cyber warfare attacks against Iran. There's a recent virus that is called the flame virus. About a year ago, there was the Stuxnet virus, computer virus, that is. And what does the flame virus do? Well, it effectively turns every computer it infects into the ultimate spy. So this virus has infected and invaded the Iranian computer system in its nuclear program. So what does it do? Well, basically, it can turn on personal computer microphones to record conversations taking place near the computer. It can take screenshots. It can log instant messaging chats. It can gather data files, and it can even remotely change settings on computers. So this is a very, very powerful weapon for Israel. And so the Flame Virus, which Israel has officially admitted that it launched, but there are a lot of hints being sent out that it did in fact come from Israel. It's creating havoc in the Iranian nuclear weapons computer system. So techniques like this, strategies like this do work in the short term. They're managing to create some havoc in the Iranian nuclear program, maybe push it back a year, maybe push it back a year and a half. But the fact is that ultimately there is no other resource, no other strategy that's going to work other than an attack on the Iranian nuclear program. What form that attack will take remains to be seen. But it's going to have to happen. That's the only way. You know, they could be deterred by these computer viruses. They can be set back somewhat by the sanctions. But they're going to push forward with the nuclear weapons program. They've made that clear.
And we have
no reason to believe otherwise.
I think the Americans must understand that the United States is threatening sanctions on Iranian oil exports, and certainly oil is a major source of Iran's foreign exchange. They need that money, and of course we're encouraging the countries of Europe and China and India not to trade with Iran and not to buy their oil. Well, the trouble is that these countries need the Iranian oil, and so a lot of them are saying, well, yeah, we'll go along with it, but in reality they're not going along with it, and they're always finding a reason simply to circumvent America's sanctions against Iran's oil. I'm certainly you're well aware of that.
Oh, sure. Well, the fact is that the sanctions, and there are extensive sanctions on Iran. Many of them have been circumvented by China and Russia and some of the other nations. But the reality is that those sanctions are hurting the Iranian economy, but they're not stopping the Iranian nuclear weapons program. It's a similar situation to what has existed for many years with the Palestinian Authority, which is this basically terrorist authority, terrorist neo-government that exists within the borders of biblical Israel, and they're being given tremendous aid from the nations of the world, the Palestinian Authority, that is. And what do they do with that aid? It doesn't matter whether the people have needs, whether their economy has needs. Most of their money goes to weapons. Well, a similar situation in Iran, where it doesn't matter how much those sanctions might hurt the Iranian economy. It may hurt people getting food. It may hurt people's electrical supply or energy needs. But the fact is that none of those sanctions are hurting the Iranian nuclear program. The nuclear program is going ahead full force. At some point, there's going to have to be a preemptive strike against it. Who it's going to come from, that remains to be seen. I personally believe that Israel is going to have to go it alone on this.
All right, but our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. Would you like to take calls, David, or would you rather we hail those?
Oh, sure. I'm always happy to speak to people and hear their questions and respond to them.
All right, fine. Well, basically, how soon do you anticipate that something's going to have to be done? Because, of course, we've been hearing about this possibility of an attack over 3 or 4 years. Nothing has happened, and suddenly everything seems to almost like it's on hold now until after the elections. What are your thoughts?
I don't think that it's going to be after the elections. I think we're in a situation right now where there's a debate going on within Israel. The debate is not whether Iran has nuclear capabilities or is developing nuclear capabilities to attack Israel with, or attack the West with, for that matter. The debate is only about the question of whether Israel should go it alone, and whether Israel whether Israel can do it effectively going alone. That's the real issue. That's the real question. I don't think that there's anyone in Israel who believes that Iran does not need to be attacked militarily, directly. That's the only. The only question is when and how.
Well, Chris, on 60 Minutes not too long ago, we saw an interview with a former head of the Mossad who said that he did not feel that there was a threat, that suddenly the Iranians were not actually, suddenly they were enriching uranium, but this was for the nuclear fuel rods, this was not to build a bomb, and he made a very definite point of this. Now, this is the former head of the Mossad, and I don't know if you saw the 60 Minute program, but suddenly it was quite a shocker to hear him saying that. Why would he make such a statement?
Well, I've heard similar statements from Mayor Dajan. That's the person that you referred to, and his views are known to be very cautious, and his political views lean to the left a bit. It doesn't surprise me to hear that. However, he would side with those who are wary, who want the United States to launch an attack. I don't say the United States should launch an attack. I don't want one American soldier to have to go into Iran. I believe that Israel could do the job alone with passive support from the United States.
Well, I would tend to agree with that. I think that we should get out of Israel's way. We should stop, you know, trying to tell Israel what to do. I mean, this is certainly a very real problem. It involves Israel. We certainly can help and support, but we should not be making the decisions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus, to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, because David was explaining to us, Sydney, the difference between the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims. And the Shia Muslims certainly dominate, or the majority, in both Iraq and Iran and in Syria and in Lebanon. And because they are at odds with the Sunni Muslims, the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims. And the Sunnis are the majority. But of course, what you're really seeing in Syria today is a battle between the minority Shia and the majority Sunni Muslims in Syria today. So, Sidney David was simply talking about certainly what's going on in Syria. And unless you understand that these branches of Islam certainly have been fighting one another for 1,500 years, and would we be better simply just to let them go ahead and fight this out among themselves and stay out of that and perhaps get them to expend their energies fighting one another rather than fighting Israel? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for our special guest, David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, it's about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning in Israel, and so we're fortunate to have David with us. But should we simply let the Muslims fight among themselves rather than certainly have Israel get involved with a fight with all of the Muslim world? Go ahead.
Well, I think that the Shiites and the Sunnis are going to have their internal struggles, like what's going on in Syria. The Muslim rebels in Syria are the Sunni Muslims, and the leadership in Syria is the Shiite Muslims. And so there's been a lot of talk about, well, what should the United States do? What should Israel do? Should anyone get involved? And my feeling is that the Sunni Muslims are no more friendly to the Western world and to Israel and to the United States than the Shiite Muslims are. True, the Iranians, the Shiites, are the greatest threat right now because they're developing nuclear weapons. But the Sunni Muslims are no friendlier. I think that needs to be pointed out here. I am of the opinion that the United States should not make the mistake of getting involved. If you look at Libya, where the United States got very involved, and billions of dollars were spent supporting NATO in its military campaign against Muammar Gaddafi, the former dictator of Libya, who was overthrown. And now there is a Muslim government coming, you know, basically in power and unofficially in power, and has developed a constitution, or is in the process of developing a constitution that is going to be based on Sharia law, which is that oppressive Islamic law that bans every other religion, that says that it is forbidden for a church to be built, that says that there are to be no outward expressions of any religion other than Islam. That is the direction that Libya has gone in and is going in with heavy funding from the United States. So I think it would be a big mistake to make that mistake again, and to put heavy financial and military backing on the side of the Sunni rebels in Syria. I mean, we see in Egypt where the United States heavily supported with heavy political weight and with heavy financial funding, the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak. Now, and what is happening in Egypt? Now the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists, who are even more extreme than the Muslim Brotherhood, are now taking control. So it's by no means the proper approach to be putting heavy funding and military support and political weight behind Sunni Muslim rebels. I think it's better to just let the Sunnis and the Shiites fight it out amongst themselves, at least when they're fighting amongst themselves, they're less focused on fighting against us.
Well, I think that the American people, most of them don't know that the American military actually imposed new constitutions on both Afghanistan and Iraq. And in both instances, those new constitutions, which were imposed by our military, established nations under Sharia law. Christians have been, Jews have been totally driven out of Afghanistan and pretty well driven out of Iraq. Why would the American government be backing Sharia law in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then in Libya and throughout the Muslim world? So many things don't make sense. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576.
Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're talking about the very complicated situation that exists in the Near East and Middle East today, the conflict between the Sunni and the Shia Muslims, the fact that the conventional secular governments over there are being systematically replaced with governments that are under Sharia law, and of course that means there'll be severe persecution for both Jews and Christians in those countries, and in instance after instance after instance, the American government seems to be behind installing governments under Sharia law. It just doesn't make sense, but then so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. And David was just commenting that certainly in Libya, why we had installed a government there, and lo and behold, why now it's moving under Sharia law with an intense hatred of Christianity and everything noble and worthwhile in the world that is not, of course, of the Muslim faith. Well, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And David, do you have a web page or any contact information you'd like to get out?
Sure. Well, let me first mention that we've been talking about a lot of these issues about the Shiites and the Sunni Muslims and the questions of why the United States seems to be supporting these nations. Well, I think if people really want to find out more, the best way to find out more would be to go out and get a copy of my book, which is called The Islamic Tsunami. And the subtitle, by the way, is Israel and America in the Age of Obama. So they can get The Islamic Tsunami on Amazon.com or by calling a phone number, which is 1-800-431-1579. That's 1-800-431-1579. And so all you have to do is just ask for The Islamic Tsunami by David Rubin, and within a couple of days you have a copy. And of course, those who are computer savvy can just do it on Amazon.com. And people have been doing that in droves recently. This book, The Islamic Tsunami, gets into all of the issues that we've been discussing, and it does answer the question about why the United States seems to be supporting these Muslim extremists who are looking to take over the world and not just take over the Middle East, but also to destroy Judeo-Christian civilization. And that is the really big question.
Well, do you want to, of course, put forward any thoughts on that, or do we have to read the book to get that information?
Well, I certainly can give the broad outline.
Why don't you just give the broad outline, then we'll go to Bob, who's calling from Florida. But again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what is your broad interpretation? Because so much of what's going on today is conflicting, it's confusing, and there has to be a logical explanation.
Well, there unfortunately is. In my book, I write about two Islamic tsunamis, really. The book is called The Islamic Tsunami, but there are basically two Islamic tsunamis that we're talking about. And one, the first one is the Islamic tsunami of terrorism, which unfortunately we in Israel know about all too well. And I'll just point out that not only do I see it all the time, the terrorism, but I've experienced it personally. My three-year-old son and I were both wounded in a terrorist attack several years back, and in which we were wounded. I was shot in the leg. He was shot in the head. Thank God we survived through some amazing miracles, and we're here to talk about it today and to speak about this problem of helping the terror victims. And while I'm on that point, I'll just mention that that after that terrorist attack, when my son and I were wounded, I established a non-profit organization which is called the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. And the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund supports therapeutic programs for terror victims to heal the terror victims' psychological trauma. That's our main focus. And so we in Israel have suffered from the terrorism, from this Islamic tsunami. But the more dangerous Islamic tsunami, which is the longer term Islamic tsunami, is the Islamic tsunami of the attempts to take over Judeo-Christian civilization through infiltration of the educational system in America, through the opening up of charter schools, which are, by the way, opening up all over the United States, being paid for by a combination of taxpayer funds and funding from the Persian Gulf, the attempts to impose Sharia law, and the demographic change in the United States, where the Islamic families are having a lot of children, and they are the fastest growing population in the United States today.
And of course, if you want to get into the background of the charter school and movement in America, you'll find this under the listing of a man named Gulen, one of the most fabulously wealthy men in the world. Most Americans have never heard of it. Here's a man with multiple billions of dollars setting up charter schools across America to teach Islamic culture, not the Islamic religion, Islamic culture, to our students in the United States. And why are we paying for it? And why is this man, Mr. Gulen, allowed to continue doing what he's doing? He is transforming the world. He has literally hundreds, if not thousands, of these Islamic schools all throughout the Islamic world. But let's go right now to Bob, who's calling us from Florida. Hi, Bob. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Stan. I'm a long-time listener. I've never had a chance to call you, I guess. I just happened to be listening to you on a micro broadcaster over here in Central Florida within range of the broadcaster, so I'm able to hear you both on the phone and on the air on FM. I'm calling to ask your guest about the Israel nuclear program and the fact that Israel doesn't participate in any of the International Atomic Energy Agency's inspection that the rest of the world has been asking Iran to participate in, and Iran has been willing to participate in them, but for some reason Israel has all these nuclear weapons and refuses to allow any inspection of their facility. Go ahead, and I'll listen to you. Maybe I can come up with another question before it gets too late. Go ahead.
All right, fine. David, how would you respond to Bob?
Oh, the answer is very simple. If you have you have the old question of gun control. Well, should there be gun control? And should people be prevented? Should people in the United States of America be prevented from having guns? And if you prevent everyone in the United States from having guns, all the good, upstanding citizens who are basically peaceful people who just want to be able to live their own lives without criminals invading their lives, then if you take away their weapons, who's going to have weapons? The criminals, the people who are evil, who want to do harm to them. Well, that's the situation.
Bob, please let David finish.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Go ahead, David.
And that's the situation that you have in the world today. Anyone who has any modicum of understanding about the dangerous Islamic ideology understands that there is a world of difference between Israel possessing nuclear weapons and a country of Islamic radicals like Iran possessing nuclear weapons. If you have nuclear weapons in the hands of a country like Israel, which then, you know, let's get it all out on the table. Israel has possessed nuclear weapons for many, many years and has never once even thought of using those nuclear weapons because Israel isn't based on an evil ideology, such as Islam. The Iranian government, on the other hand, has pledged to wipe Israel off the map, has spoken out against the United States and everything the United States stands for, and has made it clear that they are developing nuclear weapons for the purpose of destroying and destroying Israel, destroying freedom, destroying this tiny bastion of freedom in the Middle East. Now, if the caller believes that's okay, well, you know, there's not much that I have to say to him. But if he understands that there is a difference between and a world of difference between this evil Iranian Ayatollah-based, Islam-based ideology that wants to destroy Israel and destroy the West, and that you cannot put nuclear weapons into the hands of such people, then maybe there is a little bit of understanding there. But if you believe that a country like Israel, that loves freedom, that is based on the same biblical principles that the United States is based on, and that our countries need to defend themselves, and then maybe there's an understanding of what the real situation is.
And Bob,
let me give weapons to evil. In short,
Bob, let me just interject that basically, why would anybody want to have an international organization come in and either go through America's weapons or Israel's weapons? I do not trust those international organizations. Basically, they are all part of this world satanic movement, and certainly the Iranians would never be honest and let everybody see everything. Israel, at least, is honest. Say, we're not going to let you see them because we don't trust you, and I agree with that. Now, we could get into a lot of other things, but I certainly would not criticize Israel for saying, we're not going to go along with some international organization coming in and finding out where all of our weapons are and how many we have. I certainly wouldn't want that. Would you want, say, the Nazi government to come into your home and count the number of weapons you had?
They're welcome to see all my weapons, but they're not welcome to take them away from me.
Well, but you see, you do not.
I may continue my question here.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. What's your next question, Bob? What's your next question?
That wasn't what I was asking your guest, Dr. Stan. I wasn't asking that Israel give up their nuclear weapons.
But you see, if they know where they are, then they can, of course, destroy them very readily. But anyway, be that as may, you think that they ought to let the international organization come in. I don't trust any of the international organizations. Perhaps you do. What was your other question?
Well, actually, Dr. Stan, I don't trust them any further than I can throw them, but I know that our own country participates in the IAEA, and so does the other Western countries, and the Soviet Union also participates in the IAEA, and my question is that the Israelis refuse to obviously allow the inspections of their programs, but yet we want to apply double standard to Iran and demand that Iran be punished because they're not supposedly living up to the demands of the IAEA, when in fact they haven't. And I've heard this statement made many times that Iran wants to wipe the nation of Israel off of the face of the earth. One of the articles that I've read a number of times gives a different translation of that Farsi statement that was attributed to the president of Iran. And supposedly, he actually stated when it was translated into English that he advocated the elimination of the Zionist regime that is in control of Israel at this time.
Okay, fine, Bob. Point, Bob, your point's well made. Let's get David's response to that. Thanks so much. And David, how would you respond to Bob?
Yes, Israel is a Zionist state. Maybe Bob doesn't know it, but Zionism means the return of the Jewish people to sovereignty in their ancient homeland. And, you know, we were a sovereign nation in Israel for 1,000 years, which is three times as long as the United States has been a nation, just to give it a sense of proportion here. And so thank God we've come home, and in the past 100 years, we've managed to build up the land of Israel once again, and we're once again a sovereign nation. Thank God in the land of Israel, and frankly, to even talk about having people who are sworn to our destruction, and I mean, don't get into this. Ridiculous hyperbole about how there may have been a different translation of his statement. I mean, he has said it many times. The Ayatollahs who really run Iran have said it many times that they want to destroy Israel. And anyone who would put his head into the sand either has nefarious purposes for Israel, intentions for Israel, or really is being very deceitful. I just find it hard to listen to this caller making a distinction between Zionism and Israel as a whole.
But David, this is the sort of confusion that there is in America, and basically you see all these articles, and you know, then because nobody ever defines Zionism, and certainly there are some Zionists I disagree with. On the other hand, I consider myself a Zionist. I believe the Israelis have a right to be there, and I'm a Christian Zionist. There are a lot of Christian Zionists. Are we going to wipe everybody who believes in Zionism off the face of the earth? No, there may be some wicked people who are Zionists, but this is not necessarily the vast majority. Probably almost everybody in Israel today is a Zionist. So you have
Zionism
to defend the
means
terms,
the,
right?
The belief.
Right.
The belief in the return of Israel to its land, in short.
And so basically, unless you define your terms, but people don't define the terms, and this is the problem. And of course, the interpretation, I can't speak Farsi, all we know is what we read in the newspaper, and there's so much confusion there, sometimes you just don't know what to believe, and that you can argue from either side.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. And I guess it's been David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh. His book, The Islamic Tsunami, available certainly by going to Amazon. And the Islamic Tsunami. Thank you very much, David. Anything important come up, give me a call, okay?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It was good talking to you today.
God bless. Okay, well, I hope you enjoy the program with David Rubin. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, so much of it goes on doesn't make sense. And of course, Brittany, you need to go back in. Who installed the wicked Ayatollahs in Iran? People have forgotten. 1979, why the United States CIA overthrew the government of the Shah and installed the Ayatollahs. Ayatollah Khomeini had been living in Oriental luxury over in Paris at the expense of the CIA for many years. We flew him over and we installed him in Tehran in 1979. And I'm old enough to remember, I think at the time, why in the world would we depose a government that was very friendly to the United States and impose a government that is obviously unfriendly to the United States? Well, it's the old adage, the best enemy money could buy. Nothing as it appears to be. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull down our newsletters and read them. And for Bob in Florida and other people, everything is confusing. Whose side should you be on? Should it be with the Jews or against the Jews? Let me just ask you a question. Why is it the missiles that they're lobbing into Israel today from Gaza, they're very unsophisticated missiles. They're not very good missiles. Hezbollah has 25 to 50,000 sophisticated missiles in the north with excellent accuracy. So why isn't Hezbollah launching their missiles? Why are they sending missiles in from Gaza, which are very inaccurate? Lots of this is simply stage managed. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to watch my DVDs on the Forbidden Secret, on the Dark Secret. on the dangerous deception, my interview with Norman Dodd, who is the head of research for the Reese Committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations of America, Russia, and that would be Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie. And what did they find? They were all funding communism and Marxism and socialism throughout the world. And they interlocked with the Council on Foreign Relations, which was doing the same. You can actually watch the DVD. You can get the book. We carry Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written by René Wormser, who is the gentleman who actually was the counsel for the Reese Committee. That was squashed like a bug, because the last thing the elite want is for the American people to realize we've been funding communism and other enemies since their inception. If you have any question about how we funded the Nazis, the three books to get, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, that's America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, and Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. There's also a four-tape set on the war against the Jews. That's a CD set. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is as it appears to be. Everything is an illusion, and what you're seeing over there, a lot of people, probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, if not tens of millions, or even hundreds of millions of people may die in the coming conflict. A coming conflict that's going to take place, the clash of civilizations, which we are preparing for in the Middle East, and that is why we transferred the nuclear weapon technology to Pakistan. That's a Sybil Edmonds story. Just go to your computer, type in Sybil Edmonds, Radio Liberty, read it and weep. Your computer again, on your search engine, Sybil Edmonds, Radio Liberty, read my article. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. If you can help us, we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, of course, till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.